All right, we need to bring some attention to this disturbing story coming out of Boston because it's not getting enough coverage from the mainstream media, number one. And number two, this is something that we've been warning about for years and years. This is a natural conclusion of the trans bathroom panic that Republican lawmakers and right-wing media pundits have been instilling in Americans for a decade, probably even longer. But this reads, woman says Boston hotel guard told her to leave bathroom because she, quote, was a man. Same-sex couple says they were appalled after being confronted and wrongfully accused in a women's restroom and then dragged out simply because she had short hair. And again, this is the natural conclusion of the bathroom panic. Republicans have told us for the past decade or so, and by the way, we have an interview with them that I'll play in 1 second, but Republicans have told us for the past decade or so that people should only use the bathrooms that quote-unquote match their biological sex. But if you think about that, your biological sex refers to your chromosomes, your reproductive organs, whereas gender, on the other hand, is more socially constructed. It's how someone expresses themselves. So what we call masculine or feminine is not fixed biology. Like what you wear on a day-to-day basis, how long your hair is, whether you wear jewelry, that's not a fixed biology. Those are moving targets that are shaped by history and culture and personal experience. In the 1940s, usually women didn't have short hair. Usually men did have short hair, but now it can be the complete reverse. I have friends with long ass hair, and that's because these things change. So the point is, when Republicans say to, quote, use the bathroom that matches your sex, that necessarily means that they'd have to do some sort of genital check, right? Because unless we're enforcing those genital checks at every public restroom, you never actually know if someone with short hair or if someone with long hair is a man or a woman. I mean, when you walk up to someone in a grocery store and you're trying to figure out whether to call them sir or ma'am, you don't go based off of their genitals. It's the weirdest thing ever. You go based on just a vague set of social characteristics, like do they have long hair? Are they wearing jewelry? How does their voice sound? And these are things that can often change. That's why gender is socially constructed. I hope I explained that well. If I did, make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts, and let's jump into this clip right here of the couple being interviewed, and then we'll break it down further.
They say a confrontation escalated in the women's bathroom after a security guard mistook one of them for a man.
I'm 6 feet tall. I have short hair. I often am called sir, mistaken to be a man.
Ansley Baker and her girlfriend Liz Victor say they have no problem with an honest mistake, but they say what happened in the women's bathroom at the Liberty Hotel during a Kentucky Derby party over the weekend went far beyond that.
He's accusing me of being a man in the women's room.
He is, again, is yelling, like, what are you doing in the women's bathroom? She starts to say, whoa, what's going on? I'm a woman.
Victor says she was standing by the sinks near the bathroom entrance when she saw a security guard confront Baker in the stall she was in.
I'm accused that I don't belong, asked for an ID in the bathroom, banging on the stall door. It was just humiliating.
It's when I obviously walk over, I'm like, she's a woman.
They were both thrown out after things escalated.
Just literally left on the sidewalk, like both of us crying and shaking.
Victor wrote a Google review and posted it on Instagram, which has been shared and mentioned dozens of times. The Liberty Hotel posted its side of the story on social media, accusing the couple of sharing a bathroom stall, saying in part, quote, the bathroom was cleared out as two adults in one stall are not permitted. After leaving the bathroom, a member of the couple from the stall put their hands on our security team, and it was then that they were removed from the premises.
If someone put their hands on the security team, that would be assault. A security officer wouldn't let someone just put their hands on them.
I kind of like tried to move his shoulder towards me at one point, so he was looking at me instead of her.
It was a bad experience, and I don't want anyone else to go through it.
This couple denies ever being in the same stall together. They have alerted Mayor Wu's office about their experience. Outside the Liberty Hotel in Beacon Hill, Drew Caritas for your local station, Boston 25 News.
Who would have thought that when you don't understand the difference between sex and gender, and then you're misunderstanding, you use that to perpetuate myths about transgender people trying to infiltrate other restrooms, who would have thought that it would lead to abuse of minorities or abuse of people who aren't perfectly conforming? And this proves our point so perfectly. I'm sorry, not to do the whole I told you so thing, but this proves our point so perfectly. Gender is not based on your reproductive organs. Now, let me make a distinction. About 99% of the time, maybe 98% of the time, somebody's gender will be aligned with their sex. The vast majority of the population, it does align. We're talking about the minority here, and that's why we're trying to protect these minority populations whose gender don't align with their sex. Gender is not something that is based on your genitals for most people. It's just how you present. It's your identity. It's how you move through society, and you can change this over time as well. I've already pointed out multiple ways in which over the past 100 years, gender expectations have changed for the better. So honestly, the real agenda behind the trans panic from Republicans, if you want to call it that, is mainly control or creating a scapegoat, a minority scapegoat, so that you can consolidate power and control the population further. That's why on day one, Trump signed an executive order that says restoring biological truth. It's why lawmakers like Nancy Mace are trying to ban trans women. And, you know, they bully the hell out of Representative Sarah McBride, but she's the only trans congresswoman. And they blow this story up as if like half of Congress is now trans. That's what they do. They take the minority, 0.5% of the population, and blow it up into these massive headlines. And you know, if you've made it this far in the video, I have a really interesting segment for you, because the other day we met this transgender influencer. And, you know, she sued the Trump administration and won. Let me show you the interview in 1 second. But transgender influencer takes on Trump in legal battle over passports. When Zaya Parisian received her new passport in the mail in late January, she knew exactly who to blame for why it listed her, a transgender woman, as a male. Obviously, Trump. First, the California social media influencer took to TikTok to express her frustrations with what she called the big ugly M. The U.S. State Department under Trump mandated her new passport feature. And then she sued, along with six other transgender and non-binary people, and she won. The 22-year-old is now waiting to see whether a federal judge in Boston agrees. This was written a few weeks ago, but she won the case. Let's listen.
When it comes to a minority group as small as trans people, it's so easy to hit us where it hurts and to use it as a beneficiary to their cause. But to stand behind us, it's that simple. We're not hurting anybody.
Or, yeah, like, I don't understand why anybody cares what anybody else does as long as you're not hurting anybody else. It's like basic empathy, basic do whatever the hell you want. I don't understand it.
Exactly.
Well, I do understand it. They're trying to use trans people or gay people as a scapegoat to, number one, What do you think the scapegoat's for? So when they're trying to attack trans people, what's their end goal?
Their end goal is to win and to gain power. And unfortunately, it's working.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's working. They made trans people, they made immigrants seem like these crazy evil monsters.
Yep.
And it's worked because most people who have an opinion about a trans person, they don't even know a trans person.
Yep.
So when you don't know somebody in my community, it's easy to pin the blame on us when you don't know us.
Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
First of all, who's smoking? A joint. I smell it. But also, one of my first ever Trump rallies, something I do is I go to Trump rallies and debate them, right? One of my first ever clips is I asked a Trump supporter, what percentage of Americans do you think are transgender? Because he was talking about, he said 20%. That means 1 in 5. That means that's actually a pro-trans position, because that means he's passing, when he's walking down the street, if 1 in 5 people are trans, then that means trans people pass so well that he doesn't even know. So then I corrected him. I was like, it's actually 0.5%.
Exactly.
And then he kind of understood. He was like, maybe people do blow the issue up a little bit too much.
They do, because there's barely any of us. There's less than 10 trans professional athletes in collegiate and Olympic sports.
Yet that is one of the main topics in politics right now.
And it's one of the main issues.
It's like Sarah McBride. Remember when she got into Congress, right? One trans congresswoman, one, right? And Republicans passed a whole bill. That's a perfect microcosm.
Yes.
You take one small minority, and then you blow it up into this massive issue.
It's like, yeah. And it's a shame.
That's messed up.
But we're not going everywhere.
And guess what? You just won.
And we're winning the lawsuits because we're such a minority that it shouldn't matter this much.
Yep.
And that's.
If you want me to have Zaya Parisian back on my show, let me know. We could definitely do it. I'll see you all in the next video. Love you. Peace out.